Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another good show. At the top of the hour here, we're going to have Michael Murphy, and he's going to give us the lowdown, you know, on what in the world are they spraying, and his new film coming out, Why in the World Are They Spraying? I want to say What on Earth, but it's Why in the World Are They Spraying? And, you know, he's a researcher, filmmaker, left his whatever $100,000 a year job, and pretty much is now living in the rainforest in Hawaii. So very similar to the program I went through. But, you know, anyway, it's a long story, and we'll get into that, you know, in the second hour. But I've always said, without a doubt, chemtrails are first and foremost. We have to deal with this issue, because it's the effects of these chemtrails right now, the upper respiratory, gastrointestinal problems that are coming from it, cancers, are just off the scale. And, you know, you just can't keep spraying massive amounts of aluminum oxide and barium and strontium and other chemicals in the air without having side effects. What comes up, goes up, comes down. You know, it's that simple. And if you do the research as to the physical side effects of all of this, you'll see that I think upper respiratory diseases are number 4 on the chart now, and heart attacks because of that's the effects of barium and aluminum actually cause, you know, heavy metals actually create heart attacks. And, you know, just all the cancers and other problems. Our immune systems are totally being compromised. Our gardens are just looking like hell. The grasses are growing 1/3 of what they used to grow, and I can go on and on, but, you know, it's an all-out war on nature, basically, and us, being that we are natural beings, you know. So the earth body and our body is under full-blown attack with these chemtrails, and it needs to be stopped. And it needs to be – we need to do Occupy Sky, you know, anonymous chemtrails, whatever. You know, we need to just put all of our attention on this subject and get this stopped, because it's a very, very sad thing that's going on with serious consequences. And again, we're going to cover that, you know, in the next hour. Now, we've got 5 rockets being launched from Wallops Island in Virginia, and so supposedly they're going to be studying jet streams, but they're going to be spraying barium up there too. And I don't know what else they're doing with these 5 rockets, but they're trying to say it is to study the jet streams. Well, you know, that's what this is all about, weather modification. And, you know, farms are being destroyed. You know, people can't make their payments on them. The big farms are coming in, and the big boys, the big corporations coming in, buying up the farms. And then they start planting their GMO, you know, aluminum-resistant seeds, as well as the other GMO seeds, which are pretty much proven to cause cancer and sterility, you know. So again, here we go again, you know, tie it right into the chemtrails. You know, it's who knows what these guys are doing and why all of a sudden they need to launch 5 rockets from Virginia, you know, just out of the blue. There seems to be some large incoming objects that people are seeing from the South Pole. Who knows? Maybe they're shooting these things up there to interact with that or block us from seeing these objects as they whiz by us. There could be a lot of different reasons. Also in the news, Darth Cheney canceled his trip to Canada, saying it's unsafe to go to Canada. Well, it's probably due to the work of Alfred Weber, you know, who with their crimes tribunal there and war tribunal. Where they have been pretty much convicted of high crimes and treason and crimes against humanity and torture and everything else that goes with that. So, you know, probably a good idea to cancel your trip if you want to not suffer the same fate as, you know, as you've dished out to others, basically. You know, there's so many things going on. It's just getting crazy out there, folks. The energy's coming in. We went through Mars, and Mars is in retrograde. Mercury's in retrograde. I believe Neptune's playing heavy, you know, bringing up the deepest, darkest thoughts. I'm not an astrologist, but all these things do have an effect. But when you add X-class flares followed by multiple M-class flares to the picture, people's stuff is coming right up to the surface. Your deepest, darkest fears, and, you know, your unhealed wounds and traumas, you know, all of this. And I'm seeing people operating differently. Some people are really going within and using this and launching their own healing off of this and not going into blame and projection, but going within and owning it and, dealing with the energies, calling on their own God selves, their higher selves, to come in and assist them to heal these, wounds and traumas of the past and bring clarity to these situations. And then there's other people that are going in the exact opposite direction. And this, they're totally in their pain bodies and projecting, lashing out, creating demons, demonizing everybody. Some of these people, there's such a void there. You just cannot fill that void. No matter what you do, you will never fill that void. And that's just the way it is. It's happening everywhere. The pain bodies now are talking. They're creating alliances. They're trying to gather support. Gathering data. It's like amazing what's going on here. So we should start a new thing, AAA club called Pain Bodies Anonymous or something, where everybody can get together and commiserate and then eventually hopefully heal it, need a 12-step program for victims. But it's amazing how people create scenarios in their own mind which have nothing to do with reality. And, they make agreements or think agreements were made or just create all these fantasies. And when those fantasies aren't fulfilled, they've got to find somebody to blame and project, their program on. But that's going on big time, and all I can say is that the only way out of this is to go within and stop projecting and blaming, and take responsibility, be accountable, clear these energies out, use your own God self to do it, whatever you want to call it. If you're in touch with some other main teacher and guide that's of the light, you can work with them, and just ask them to help you release the past. Help you to go forward. That's the whole reason these higher dimensional beings are here, especially the Palladians. I asked them, why are you here? And they said to release the past. And they're helping us to release the past, not only the past that's psychometrized in the earth body, but the past that's also psychometrized into our own physical bodies and our emotional bodies and mental bodies. So one thing they cannot do, and I was having a discussion with a good friend of mine, Neil Kramer, who's actually visiting us. We were talking about that, and he says, you can't heal anybody. They have to choose to heal themselves. You can give them tools, and you can try to let them see a different angle and help them to reframe the experience and maybe look at where their reference points came from. That's basically all you do, but the bottom line, you can't heal anybody. They've got to choose to do it themselves. And the bigger the pain, the bigger the pain body, the more the self-righteous condemnation and ego steps in and until it's just exalted to what, some people call evil genius. It's amazing what a case that your ego, can build around your pain and actually surround yourself with players and everything. It's just amazing the fantasy that you can create around that. But eventually that bubble's going to pop. And, what it all boils down to is that we do create our own reality. We magnetize people and events to us, according to our consciousness. And eventually, we need to own that, and gain the wisdom from the experience. That's just the way of the universe. So some people are challenged on a very, very minor level. Some people are challenged on a great level. Some people take on huge, huge things, huge missions down here. And some people are here just to clean up their own karma. So there's so many different things going on. And, not everybody is going to ascend and hold hands and skip into the fifth dimension. That would be great if that were to happen. But I just see that some people, that's not in their future because they've chosen a different path. They've chosen to remain in their pain body and their ego and continue to create all these other scenarios, which unfortunately are going to be amplified until they just hit the wall. And that's what we're in right now. We're in some energies now that are just amplifying everything, the good and the bad. You know, they're just amplifiers. And so they're going to exalt you into incredible states of love and joy and bliss. And at the same time, they can just take you right down into the toilet on that downward spiral, you know, if you choose to go there. But all along, you know, it's a choice. And at any time, we can choose to step off that victim, savior, persecutor ball, you know, that's spinning. You know, we all change positions on that. It's really interesting that, you know, the savior will come and save the victim. And when the savior doesn't give the victim what it needs and is not taking care of the either emotional, financial, or whatever support, you know, it's getting through playing a victim, then, you know, the savior becomes the persecutor. And, you know, it's really interesting. And the victim becomes the savior or the whatever. I don't know. It just keeps switching. It's just pure insanity when you get on that wheel. And we've got to step off that wheel and become the observer and just observe, you know, all these patterns and, you know, get out of the pain ball game. You know, everybody's tossing their pain ball and displacing their anger and their unresolved issues on others and building cases around it and are just so damn sure that they're right. And, you know, the ego is the part of you that really needs to be right. You know, if you set aside the ego, you can see all sides, not just one side. But you have to do that through spiritual practices. But anyway, you know, nobody knows what another soul needs for completion. Nobody knows what another soul is working out down here. We just don't know. And some people might be highly evolved in one area and kind of devolved in another. You know, there's a lot of things being worked out. But the trick is to stay out of judgment and not get in, especially that condescending judgment. That's the worst. You know, when you get into spiritual ego and condescending judgment, that's a really hard space to get out of. And you know, and when you build a case and you've got so much energy invested in this, that's the hardest thing to break. You know, it's not easy, but it's going to be broken one way or the other. The universe will break it. You know, the new energies coming in are going to break that bubble. And that's just the way it is. So I'm finding myself, I'm really working at not engaging, at surrendering, observing, and just observing all these dances. And, you know, in some cases, you know, having to just step in and set some boundaries and just saying, you know, I don't want to play this one. You know, I'm not going to step into this cycle. So it's tough. You know, and you have to master, you have to get rid of any need for acceptance and approval outside of yourself. And the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. So you have to get rid of that too. Become sovereign and come from that space of more of an unconditional love or loving without attachment. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to learn that. The fifth dimensional beings I was talking to the other day, I love what they said. And they said you have to depersonalize love. And I started thinking about that. And it is so important because when we attach our love to people, places, and things or whatever, when those people, places, and things don't behave according to our, you know, our program or our projections or our needs, we go into suffering and self-doubt and all these other things. So. And, you know, they aren't going to do it. That's just the universe is always evolving, changing. People are changing. You know, humanity right now is very fickle. And so if you're attaching your self-worth and love to another being, another human, you are in for a roller coaster ride. And that's what the whole earth is on. The earth is on this incredible roller coaster ride. So anyway, that's my advice and the changes. I want to open up the lines the first hour to people who would like to call in and maybe express their end of things and see how we can shed a little light on this subject. You know, it's so interesting. I can go on and on, but I'm going to open up the lines first, and then I'm going to go in and read a couple of other things that are going on. If you want to call in, the numbers are 888-627-6008. Again, you know, grab your pencils. I'll give these numbers again. 530-413-4522 and 530-413-5011 if you want to call in. I wanted to cover a couple more things, which is quite interesting right now. Some of these things that are happening are just blowing my mind, that are coming out of Congress right now. Yeah, you know, and the president and our illustrious president is putting out some things that I am just blown away at. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this one thing real quick. And it says United States Congress is set to vote on legislation that authorizes the official start of World War III. Legislation authorizes the president of the United States to take unilateral military action against all nations, organizations, and persons, both domestically, you remember that, both domestically and abroad, who are alleged to be currently or who have in the past supported or engaged in hostilities, who have provided aid and support of hostilities against the United States or any of its coalition allies. This legislation removes the requirement for congressional approval for the use of military force and instead gives the president totalitarian dictatorial authority to engage in any and all military actions for an indefinite period of time. It even gives the president authority to launch attacks against American citizens inside the United States with no congressional oversight whatsoever. Now, here's a recap of all this. It says, endless war. The war will continue until all hostilities are terminated, which never happens. It says there are no borders. The president will have full authority to launch military strikes against any country, organization, or person, including against U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. Unilateral military action, full authority to invade any nation, any time, with no congressional approval required. No clearly defined enemy. The U.S. can declare or allege anyone a terrorist or allege they have been supporting hostilities against the U.S. and attack at will. You know, they can invade, basically. This gives them, you know, authorization to invade Syria, Iran, North Korea, several other nations in Africa and the Middle East, even Russia and China, without congressional approval. So there you have it. You know, I can go on and on about this, but now we've got they've okayed to put the drones up, you know, and we're going to have drones flying over our soil, and that they can engage anyone at any time. Anywhere, and all you have to do is be a little belligerent towards the government, and you may have a drone aimed at your front door. So, yeah. So it's pretty crazy out there. I mean, this legislation, and they outlawed, you can't demonstrate anymore. Expect, you know, they have still rules and regulations about that. They've outlawed that, the right to assembly, freedom of speech. That's gone out the door. They've pretty much gone after everything. There's just a couple rights left. You know, the Constitution has pretty much been shredded, supposedly, if you believe that. But, I don't believe it, and a lot of other people don't believe it. And those who are writing these laws are basically guilty of treason. You know, it's a no-brainer. They swore an oath, you know, and they need to stand for that oath. But their oath is not to the people anymore. It's to the corporations and to this totalitarian program that's going on. But with that being said, it looks like we've got Linda on line one. Linda, are you with us?
I am. Hi, good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I just had one question for you. You were mentioning, you're talking about we create our own reality, and I've been pondering that all day long because my girlfriend last night was talking to me about something. She said, well, you know, we create our own reality. And I've been thinking about it all day long, and there's just one thing I want to ask. Like, I understand about clearing and understand about affirmations and about being positive and visualizing and feeling what we'd like to see. And all that's great, but the one thing I wonder about is, where does karma come into that? Because no matter how much we clear, create, magnetize to us, unless we're karma-free, which I don't think a lot of us here are yet, there's still karma has to somehow come into that picture, doesn't it?
Definitely. You know, what's happening, my belief is, and this is just my belief, is that, you know, we have so many things at play. you know, one, we have action reaction here on this planet and choices that we make here that are creating realities. And then we have past life, you know, things that we're carrying with us that we're trying to complete and finish, you know. And then I also believe, too, is that we chose on another level, on a much higher level, to incarnate to deal with a lot of things, some of these things, and maybe come and challenge the status quo and to and that does have consequences as well.
Right.
So in a way, you know, we made choices and we are creating our own realities down here. Those realities, some of them are actually being created from another level that we may not be aware of. And also too, I see the same thing that, you know, I have a good example I use. You know, did Jesus wake up in the morning and go, God, it's a great day today. I think I'll go down and get a bag of nails and a couple pieces of wood and make a cross and have myself crucified, you know.
Right.
You know, so you know, he knew that was going to be the outcome. He knew that was going to happen. He'd already mastered death. He'd already transcended death through the mystery schools.
Right.
And so basically, you know, he chose to come in and walk this path, you know, on a higher level. But, you know, to me, I have a feeling, does that really say that darkness doesn't exist or the negativity doesn't exist in and outside of yourself? I believe it does.
Right.
You know, I believe, but, you know, again, we choose to come in, you know, and work with certain things. And
so we and create the reality as best we can, but at the same time, there could be glitches along the way based on past lives, blah, blah, blah. Is that
Yeah, there's a lot of things at play that aren't taken into account. And so another thing, too, is that affirmations really are okay, but we really need to get into our mental and emotional body and clear up the wounds and traumas, you know, from past experiences, childhood experiences. Get into our astral body, clear up the trauma, you know, from past lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can really start manifesting from a much higher source.
The clearer you are.
Yeah, and start creating things. But, you know,
so
if you have a lot of...
the more cleanup we do on ourselves, we're probably going to have a better chance of manifesting and creating a much better reality.
Yeah, the big secret is clean up your crap, you know, basically.
A roto-reader treatment with James Edicetti.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll do it. Okay, well, thanks so much, and have a wonderful show.
That all right, thanks for
what
calling.
I've been pondering all day. Thank you.
Great.
Bye.
Looks like we've got Tina on line two. Tina, are you with us?
Hi, James. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I just wanted to put a plug in for all the pets out there, the animals, just to remind people that they're going through a lot of crazy things right now with the shift, you know, with Gaia and stuff, and, you know, they're feeling all this too, and they need a little extra TLC and a little extra loving out there that I think people tend to forget that right now.
You know, I agree 100% because, you know, I have a dog, and this dog is not from this planet. He's, I don't know where he's from, but he has his own Facebook page. His name's Jadar. And everybody loves this dog. And we have pictures of him with lasers coming out of his eyes going up to orbs up in the sky. You know, he's a bizarre dog. And he's a healer. He's a kind of a blue healer corgi mix. But just a phenomenal dog. And he is so sensitive that he is fully aware of what's happening on the ranch. And he knows who needs attention, you know, and who needs basically a lick or a hug or whatever. So you know, and it's amazing. Dogs are so subjective, and all animals basically are so much more subjective than we are. And whatever we're transmitting and focusing, they feel it intensely and sometimes become it or act it out. So, you know, your animals can be little Geiger counters, you know, as to your energy. I mean, we had one guy who was really in process here, and Jadar almost took a piece of him, you know, came after him, just said, no, you know. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, and that's a good indicator, you know, the dog is just saying, hey, you know, don't bring that energy here, you know. So,
absolutely.
So I think they're
absolutely
beautiful.
So.
Yeah, I love animals, and I think they're little Geiger counters as to the energies happening on the Earth and also the energies that we're carrying and transmitting.
No, absolutely. So I just wanted to remind people to don't forget about the animals, that they're absolutely going through everything we're going through and probably more. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely are. Well, thanks for that heads up, and I know everybody's that's listening is probably going to be going over and petting their animal probably as we speak.
All right, James, you have a good night.
All right, you too. Yeah, it's getting to be really interesting out there. It looks like we've got Tommy on line four. Tommy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing this evening, James?
Doing great.
Good. Well, thank you for your show. I've called you before and was going to ask you on a side note there, is there a chance offline there we could have a talk sometime on the telephone? Are you available? If I sent you an email or something.
Yeah, send me an email is the best way to communicate right now. We just have our hands full right now. We're digging out after this last storm, and another storm just hit us again and buried us again, but a lot of damage. You know, we had trees going through roofs and over driveways and things like that. So we're really busy right now, but I'm sure I could probably squeeze in some time there.
Yeah, just to share some things. I've been listening to you, and in fact, I've been listening to you for probably over 10 years on Art Bell and here and there and keeping up there, and you're a good guy, and I've been listening to your show here lately about the sovereignty and the court system, and I can tell you some things about that it's just not a 5-minute conversation, but I've heard your topics uh-huh. and your guests, and I have some interesting, simple but interesting things that I could lay on you that I've been into that for many years, and that so anyway, I thought I'd share some with you.
Great. Yeah, drop me an email. I'd love to hear it because, you know, we've got Spencer helping us out here. Dean Clifford. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dean Clifford has been on the show a couple times, an amazing guy. He just cracks me up. All of these movements we've been – and really looking into them and actually applied a lot of the information and have been quite successful in it so far.
Right. I've been at this for myself I haven't been at it lately in the past number of years. I got out of it, but about, you know, 9-10 years ago, I was in it heavy for several years and all the paperwork and stuff and can tell you some things and not to, you know, put anybody down or anything, but I guess I would have to say the one thing, and it's not what I called about, but just offhand, is that, you know, it's the sovereign. And I've learned this in the last, say, 10 years. I didn't know anything, really. Was following other things, but been in the metaphysics since I was my teens. But a lot of things come together when I learned about the judicial system, because the judicial system, the courtroom, is a microcosm of the macrocosm of our life. And
it definitely is.
Yeah. I was going to say that...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say that what's going on here, quite simply, and nobody could see it, but you're talking about the focus of your attention and your intention and your thought projection and all this stuff. Now, what's going on here is that your Miranda rights is that the system and along with the court is taking what you say and using it against you. Everybody you know is what you say can and will be used against you. If not now, through a divorce, say at a later date, people getting close to us and we're endearing ourselves to people. And at a later date, because of the undermining system that we're in, the fiction system, they taking what we say and using it against us. If you look around, that's what's going on. If you notice that when they read you their rights, they usually do it after they look around. But the court, the fiction, has no say because it's a fiction corporation ghost. It has no say-so until the people say something. And because people are careless and reckless and irresponsible with their thinking, they got loose lips, and every time we open our mouths, they take notes. And every time they take notes, they're building the script and throwing it back at us, making us in controversy, defend ourselves. And that's not the way to go. We have no business in the courtroom. None whatsoever. A sovereign doesn't belong in there, but we get caught up in things and have to pick our battles, so to speak, and make choices. Yeah. But, you know, anyway, it's all interesting. Anyway, the girl with...
Dean Clifford covered a lot of that. You know, one of the things he said is you should just go into the court and slap down your affidavit, you know, that says that you swear your allegiance to the Constitution, and I'm going to hold everybody accountable to make sure my constitutional rights are upheld. You know, is that all right? And they're going to say, hell no. And you go, all right. And you walk out. You know. So it's kind of funny.
He's got the gumption. He's got the nerve. Most people don't. And the fear is tremendous, and they got the brick and, you know, and so really the way to do it is you got this treasury account, and they're not even talking to you when you go in there. And the only way, if you have to go in there, is to settle the matter, whatever the matter is, and that is that you just say to the judge, Judge, are you open for business? And he says, yeah, we're open for business. And you just tell them that you'd like to settle the matter. And that disarms the whole courtroom. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I could tell you more. And otherwise, you know, there's no argument with a fiction. They can't hear you, and you can't hear them, and they're not even talking to us. They're talking to an all-capital letter name on a piece of paper that can't speak. So that's why the presence of the body cures the error for the name. And the truth of the name cures the error for the description. There's a big lie going on here. Anyway, I wanted to about the girl with the karma. And I might have mentioned this before. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I figured this out, what that was myself. And that is that the karma is simply, in my mind, the way I see it, is just another try to have a short conversation here. Our life is a contract with ourself. The matrix of illusion is contracting with you and me in a fiction contract to keep us from fulfilling that individual contract with ourselves so that we could evolve and learn and grow. And all the experiences that we have in our life is through the energy, you know, going back and forth. But the karma, trying to condense this, but it's hard anyway. The karma is the feelings. The feelings is that, you know, you've heard the expression that to love your enemy as your friend. Well, how in the world do you love an enemy? How do you love an enemy? What do you mean love an enemy? Well, it's like you were saying, it's you don't take it personal. It's nothing personal. It's a contract. When something happens that upsets us, it's simply the feelings that that individual, let's say, for example, brought up in us, not to be taken personal with the person that we were engaged with that we want to get mad at. It was the feelings that we want to be responsible for ourselves that came up in us to recognize, acknowledge, and observe, to finally neutralize and heal so that they can go away finally in this timeline to zero point. And that is an impersonal thing. It's impersonal. But the thing is you hear all these light workers out here talk about, oh, detach, detach, detach. You cannot detach. you detach from... It's a simple way of saying don't get involved in negativity because you can't afford it. You need to turn the light on to bring in the new world. But the problem is you're responsible for all the dark, and you can't, as a very sensitive, emotional creature being, you cannot detach from being emotional about something. And it's a misleading, misguiding thing people are doing out here. You're emotional and you can't help it. But there's a way to, you know, look at it. But nobody's covering this stuff. But anyway, it's interesting. The feelings is what got stuffed in our psyche in the history. You know this. And it's all coming up now to be acknowledged and not be afraid of the light and the dark. We're one with the dark. We're one with all the crooks that we don't like. We are all those things. We're all liars. We're all thieves. We're all crooks. We're all criminals. And nobody will admit it. We're all liars by the fiction language we were given to use. The court system doesn't use Webster Dictionary. They gave that. Everybody is lying to themselves and to each other, and they won't admit it. And they can't move forward because they won't. And they don't know this, though. And there's no one to blame. It's the tremendous, tremendous odds that we're up against that nobody could see, and the galactics can't go into this and explain this to anyone. So if no one can figure it out, they're at a total loss until you know, because they won't stop this busy matrix. You got to stop everything and cease fighting.
Well, yeah, it's
everything.
Individual. Basically, it's individual responsibility, and we need to educate ourselves, you know, as to how this works. You know, a good example is when you go into the court and they say, do you understand your rights? And people say, yes. I mean, you just stood under your rights. You just gave them all away, you know, just with the word understand. And people don't realize that. If you say, no, explain them to me, you know, that's a different story.
Well, the Constitution is a fiction document. It's just there to use to have some kind of way to go. But, you know, they don't use it. There's two Article III courts in the United States. One is in Pennsylvania, I think, and one in D.C. or somewhere. Anyway, they're the only ones where you could get a fair trial, should you have one. But it's all a charge. There's no money. It's a charge. They send you a white piece of paper with a bunch of fiction scary black ink on it, and they put dollar figures on there, but there's no money. But it's a charge to charge you up so that you'll do something. It doesn't matter what you do, because if you do anything, you lose. And that's the deal, that nobody understands what's going on. Like, in other words, if the officer pulls you over and says, and you push for speeding, and he says, you know how fast you were going? And if you say, yeah, you just lost it. But you're incompetent when you're born because of the birth certificate, so you're supposed to say, no, I don't.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know, I'm incompetent. And that's the way the system treats us, all incompetent, condescending nature, persecuting nature, contemptuous nature, and you're guilty before you're proven innocent. But people they went to school, they got MBAs and all these degrees and stuff, and they think they're real smart. They're smart asses. And they got fast answers for everything, constantly getting themselves into trouble, not knowing or understanding what's going on, because it's what you say can and will be used against you. And that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah. I like the word attorney. You know, attorney means to turn you in, to turn you over. You know, it's like when you get an attorney, you're screwed, basically. So, you know, there's so many different aspects to this. I mean, this could be a whole show in itself, but I think I've got some other callers lined up here I'm going to have to get to.
Anyway, well, I'll drop you a line there, and Tommy, and give you my phone right there, and you can... I appreciate it. Enjoy chatting with you sometime, Derek.
Great, yeah. And I'll have Nate give you a call too. He's kind of like my legal beagle here, and he's just doing some amazing work and research into this.
Yeah, I had a million documents, all this filing and stuff, but and worked with people with the mortgages and all this kind of stuff. But You want your life back. You don't want to be tied up with all this fiction stuff. They're representatives, and they'll steal your life by stealing your time so you don't have it to use for yourself, and that's what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Oops, it looks like we've lost Tommy, but I'm sure we'll be in contact. it is true. We've been doing some major research into this, and I've been watching basically all of Dean Clifford's work, and I would definitely just Google Dean Clifford and see some of the information that comes up. There's a lot of other people out there too. The Brandon Adams with Creditors and Commerce. Start really doing some research into this. And we have Spencer here that's been helping us out, and he's putting up some videos. I don't know how soon those are going to go up on YouTube, but it's amazing. We have certain unalienable rights. You know, we have the right to travel. You know, we have the right, you know, all these things, freedom of speech, we know that. You know, right to assembly, right to privacy. All of these rights are God-given rights. You know, even the Constitution it supersedes the Constitution. And even the Constitution says there should be no law, written by Congress or anybody else that would go against the Constitution. So all of these things that are being signed and done, you know, in Congress are completely illegal. I mean, they are totally, you know, completely opposed to the Constitution. They take away your right to privacy. They take away your right to assembly now, your freedom of speech. I'm trying to think of the other rights that they've taken away, but they trespass on all of those. You know, even the right to a fair and speedy trial is gone now. So, all of these rights are pretty much in the toilet, and it's very, very clear that the people are starting to wake up to this and are fed up. I just saw a poll the other day, 88% of the people are for impeachment and actually getting rid of Congress altogether. So, you know, that's a big percentage. And it's not going to take much to ignite that firestorm or whatever you want to call it. And if they continue on this path, I think even the military is fed up with it as well. So, they swore an oath to the Constitution. The sheriffs are fed up with it. That's being made very clear. You know, they swore an oath to protect the people and the Constitution. Some of the police officers are figuring it out as well. There's a huge Oath Keeper movement going on, and I think it's just a matter of time before all of that just comes up to the surface, and people are just going to say enough is enough, and rise up and do something about it. But it's very clear we don't have a government anymore. You know, we've lost all control of that a long time ago. You know, look at the polls. It's very simple. I think the invasion of Iraq, 93% of, even with the Times polls, CNN polls, 93% of the people were against it. You know, up in the 90s, 90% plus of the people were against bailing out the banksters. The Afghan war, high 90s, people against it. It goes on and on and on. I mean, we're talking high 90s, come on, and they're doing these things anyway. So who do these people work for? It's very clear. You know, they're not listening to the people. They're not responsive to the people. And although they give flowery speeches and tell you how much they care about you and are deeply concerned with you, behind their back, their hand is out, and they're getting big wads of cash put in there by the corporation. So that's just the way it is. It's the way it always has been. And I don't think it's the way it always will be, because the powers that be are soon to be the powers that were. And that's just an evolutionary thing. It's called unity consciousness. And that's coming in like, it's coming in like a tsunami. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and give these numbers out again. We've got a little more time so we could get some pick up some more calls. If you want to call in, again, the number is 888-627-6008, 530-413-4522, and 530-413-5011. Looks like getting a couple messages here, but looks like we've got some callers coming up, but we'll see what happens. The you know, I hate to say it, but when I heard that Dick Cheney, I'll call him Darth Cheney, you know, because actually he has a new heart, and you know, he doesn't even have a mechanical. This one doesn't even have a pulse or anything. It's just a straight pump, you know, that he's using right now. And we have a saying, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so, you know, if you're in your head and you're totally disconnected from your soul, which sits right next to your heart anyway, and all you care about is profit at any expense, and you're doing just heinous acts to humanity and the earth, you know, you're probably going to have a heart attack. You know, that's where you're headed, basically. You know, you don't use it, you lose it. It's that simple. And, you know, totally fearful about going to Canada, there's a good reason for that. You know, the Canadians will stand up and they will riot. You know, I know a lot of people have been run out of town or had to get out of town fast because, you know, they were war criminals and they tried to speak over in certain places in Canada, and the people know who they are. They're very educated and very courageous, you know, in dealing with these matters. So, you know, pretty soon these whatever you want to call them, the elite, the CFR boys, the banksters, all these guys aren't going to be able to go anywhere. I mean, they're going to be prisoners in their own castles. And, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people out there waiting for them, you know, for justice, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, the thing about it is it's karma. Karma is karma. You can't outrun it. You can't hide from it. You know, action, reaction, all this stuff is getting accelerated. Everything is being made known. Everything is surfacing. The truth is surfacing. There's nowhere to hide. And where do you hide from yourself? You know, wherever you go, there you are. You know, so I think it's interesting. There's, you know, a lot of these underground bases were destroyed, and now they have their own little private places to go to, but they're not going to go down, you know, in these massive underground bases anymore. So, you know, basically who would want to go down into this underground base with a bunch of tyrants, a bunch of self-serving tyrants? You know, what happens when the energies come in? You know, the whole earth is being permeated by these energies. I mean, our whole carbon 7, I believe, is turning into carbon 12 by these neutrinos that are going all the way through the earth and gamma rays and everything else. So anyway, there's a vibrational lifting going on, an awakening healing process, and a great amplification is going on. And who wants to be in a hole with a bunch of tyrants, you know, a bunch of power-hungry, selfish, greedy people, you know, all sitting down in a hole? I mean, that's going to be fun. You know, I don't think so. You know, I would really want to miss that event. But you know, anyway, you know, it's getting pretty crazy out there. It looks like we've got another caller. We've got Brad on line one. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Great. Sitting up here listening to you. Yeah, I wrote you an email this week about these light particles I could see. I could see two different kinds, and I could actually physically interact with them. I don't know if you read the email.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, I'm scheduled to go up to Virginia, the University of Virginia, for some testing. They want to experiment on me and put me in these machines.
Uh-oh.
Because I can see these particles. So
yeah.
I'm a little afraid about that.
Yeah, I would skip that one, you know.
Yeah. And another
I would keep it between you and God, basically, and the other beings that might be popping in.
Supposedly, there are people that can see these particles might emit them, and they want to test you. And also, I was supposed to go to North Carolina to an institute and do some testing, but I'm like, a couple weeks ago, I saw a thing about the CIA testing and all that crap, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to get involved in this stuff.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you from my own experience, there's some places. One's Cal Poly. There's some other places where I was invited to go speak. And they do a lot of, you know, Stanford Research Institute does a lot of stuff funded by the CIA. And, you know, and basically I was invited to go to these places and speak. And my higher self or one of the higher beings came in and said, "No way, Jose, you know, you aren't going." So, you know, and I asked them why. You know, I go, "Hey, this is a great opportunity. I can go and show people what's happening here and show all the photos and everything." They said, no way. And then I found out later through other sources what's going on. And I doubt if I would have come back the same person. So, you know, it's funny when these people want to find out these abilities and those people that have gifts and things like that, they usually indoctrinate them into their clan or whatever, and they start abusing those talents and those abilities and, you know, for their own selfish gain or for the gain of certain elite people. And you know, it's sad because, you know, a lot of the programs like remote viewing and things like that, on one level, you know, you're working for the military trying to find targets, and you're working in the astral level with the psychic things and stuff. That's going to inhibit you because you really want to go beyond that and get into the higher planes and dimensions. So, you know, I wouldn't fall for the paycheck and the position or whatever else they might be offering you, or the, you know, the flattery you know, you're going to save the world. Just tell us where this guy is.
Yeah, right.
Program.
Another thing I wanted to ask you is about clearing. I had some astral events, and I want to make sure I'm cleared. I'm not sure well about that, so if you could speak to that and how to get that done.
Yeah, basically the best thing to do, and we do them here, transpersonal release sessions, and we do them also long distance as well. The best thing to do is find out who your main teacher and guide is, and then go in and clear up any past life trauma and anything in the mental and emotional body from childhood. And once those blocks are cleared up and removed, people can access, you know, their own main teacher and guide. And it's like a quantum leap in spiritual evolution. If you want to call the ranch or send me an email, I can shoot it over to the people that schedule those. And then,
okay, and they do it over the phone?
Yeah, we can do it over the phone, or some people actually come to the ranch and we do it here. But it works just as well. Yeah, there's no time or distance or space in spirit, so it works just as well. And people actually feel the energies around them and moving, and they feel the healing.
Yeah, when these light particles I can see, I can actually charge my body with them and I feel them, and you can see them go across me as goosebumps, and they're created and stuff, so I'm aware of the energies like that, but as far as the clearing, I would like to do that. So I'll give you guys a
well, it's, email. Yeah, it sounds like you have an amazing gift, and I would suggest just keep it as clean as possible and just use it in service, you know, to humanity, Earth, and make sure you just keep the energies clean around it. I see the same little particles all the time, and I just got totally zapped by some of those energies recently. There was just an incredible healing. So, you know, there are people that have gifts and are open, and they can use those energies to help others.
Yeah, I've only found two other people that I'm aware of that can do the same thing I can. I've mm-hmm. seen their posts online, and I recognize by their descriptions of how they found right. out about it and everything. It's the same thing I did.
Uh-huh. So, from what I understand, most of that stuff's called electrum, and it's the stuff things are made of, and you can use that energy to create, to heal, to do all kinds of things.
That's fascinating.
All right, keep me in touch, and we'll speak later about it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for coming on the show. Looks like we got Frank on line 3. We just got a couple minutes left. Frank, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, James.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, very good. I have a couple quick questions. First of all, I have been wanting to visit the ranch for 2 or 3 years. How do I arrange that?
You know, it's best to just shoot us an email or give us a call. eSETI Reservations is the one to connect with. We're still, like I said earlier, we're still under a major cleanup. You know, snow removal, dead down tree removal, and roof repair and things like that. So
okay.
I believe we're going to open up probably towards the end of April. We still have a lot of snow on the ground, so we want that to be gone before we open up, you know, mainly because it's tough to get cars in and out and people want to camp and things like that. So
okay, good. That answers that question. I wouldn't come before that time. Wouldn't want to come before that time anyway.
Summer's now, better.
Right. As regards what frequently you talk about in the emails you send out, which, by the way, I enjoy very much.
Oh, thank you.
Are we sure that about these arrests? I mean, I keep reading these about arrests, mostly from Benjamin Fulford and David Wilcox. And are we sure that that's happening, or are these future happenings?
You know, I always say, you know, show me a picture of their beady-little eyes looking out behind bars, you know, and I'll be a happy camper. And I think eventually that's where it's going to go. But, you know, there's been a lot of claims of these major leaders that are arrested, and we keep seeing them, you know, ending up at dinner parties and other things, you know. And then they say, well, those are their clones, that the original one's under arrest. And, you know, there's so many stories out there, it's hard to figure out. But, you know, I'm hoping for the best. You know, I do believe, you know, that whatever they have done is going to all be made known, and their karma is going to come home to roost. How soon that happens, I still am using discernment, and I think eventually it will happen. And whether it has happened or not, I'm with you. I'm just saying, show me the money. You know, show me
right.
The
yeah. Yeah.
Show me
right.
the warrant and the charges and the jail cell. You know, with them sitting in there in some nice striped orange uniforms or whatever. So
yeah. Orange would be okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, no, you mentioned something a minute ago. You seem to state it with fair certainty, and I wanted to double check real quick. Are we sure those bases have been destroyed? Are we sure there are bases that have been destroyed recently?
You know, I personally really believe they are. I haven't been able to verify that, and I know people in the military. And I've asked them about it, and they just go quiet really fast. They will not talk about it. So something's going down, and they won't talk about it.
It's not just a matter, perhaps, of fear on their part that if they talk about this, they could be targeted themselves. Or
yeah, I don't know. I know some people pretty well, and you know, I've had Air Force base commanders come up to the ranch, and I know people pretty well on the inside, and something is going down. I don't know the extent of it. I know there are some severe problems happening, and they're scrambling and a lot of trucks and things moving in and out and trying to get things, you know, back in order in some places, it looks like. But I don't think they can. I think they're just going to fall apart.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're all hoping for, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, you know, waiting for some hard evidence on those things. I do think the bases have been dealt with, though. A lot of them have. I think there's a few more to do, but they are being taken care of.
Yeah, that's absolutely remarkable. What an incredible benefit they were to these people. But
there's a third party intervener coming in, and they're far beyond anyone's imagination.
And
they can take care of whatever they feel they need to take care of, and there's nothing we can do about it. So
yeah, right. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all I got. Thanks very much for answering the questions, and I'll really be looking forward to meeting you and the rest of the clan out there if I get out there this summer.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for calling in. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. We're running up to the end of the hour, and we've got to bring on the Michael Murphy interview. So, hang in there. And if you get any definitive proof, be sure and let me know, because I'd like to have some hard evidence myself. But I can only go on my own inner guidance, my own inner feelings. But anyway, we're going to have to sign off on the first hour and then bring in the second hour. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and stay tuned for the Michael Murphy interview. It's an awesome interview and it's going to fill in the blanks. Hi, 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 hi Greetings. This is James Gillen. I'm your host, and we've got quite an evening scheduled for you. We're going to have some call-ins and some other guests on the show, so this is going to be quite an entertaining show. But one of the guests I have on tonight is Michael Murphy. And for those of you who are aware of Michael's work with the Chemtrail video, he's a journalist and a videography, and does all these amazing videos on the chemtrails, which is an issue that I think is first and foremost on the plate, that we need to deal with this first before anything else. And I think we need to do Occupy the Sky right now or something, because this is getting to be a real mess. But with any further ado, I want to welcome Michael on the show. Michael, are you with us?
I am, James. Thanks for having me on. And I think we share the same position. I believe there's no greater issue at hand than the chemtrail geoengineering issue. So, again, thanks for covering this. Very important to us.
Yeah, we've had you on the show before, and we covered the first movie, What on Earth Are They Spraying? And now you have a new movie out. I believe it's Why on Earth Are They Spraying? Is that what it is?
It's actually Why in the World Are They Spraying? The first was What in the World Are They Spraying?
Okay, yeah.
I've heard many, many different variations of the film. But yeah, the first film was very successful. Over 10 million people have seen it. And it's literally created a worldwide movement to address these crimes. Since the release, many people are saying, okay, we realize that our skies are being sprayed with toxins, but why are they doing it? So I examined one of what we believe is the many agendas to the programs, and that's the weather control or the corporatization of our weather. And by spraying these chemicals into our sky, it enables these corporations to carry out that agenda. And really what it is in the essence is corporatizing natural systems. So it's an attack and a destruction on natural life, and it's something that needs to be addressed.
Uh-huh. Back in 90, oh God, it was the early 90s, we brought some people, we brought William Thomas on and some other people on Channel 11 here in the local area and some blood specialists to show all these mycoplasms that are showing up in the blood and the high levels of aluminum and barium and things of that nature. I've been telling people, think you're crazy. They go, there's no way they would do that. Those are just contrails. And maybe we should address some of that is how do we know the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail?
Well, typically contrails are natural, and they've been around since airplanes are flying. And through the heat of the engine, you will see a vapor trail behind an airplane when it flies at certain elevations and certain temperatures. Usually that vapor trail quickly dissipates within about 4 to 5 seconds. Depending on atmospheric conditions, it may dissipate a little bit longer. It's very similar to when we breathe in cold weather. You can see your breath very quickly, and then it disappears. You never see somebody walking down the street in a vapor trail behind their mouth for several blocks or several miles long. It just does not happen. So that brings us into what a chemtrail is, or a trail behind stratospheric aerosol geoengineering programs. These programs were designed to spray chemicals into our sky from airplanes, and you can see a long trail does not dissipate, and it actually falls down, spreads out, and creates an artificial cloud. Of course, this is what geoengineers are proposing in their programs for what they say is to mitigate global warming. By putting these toxic and reflective aluminum particles into the sky, it will actually redirect the sun back into space, hence cooling the planet. However, numerous studies since we released the film have arisen that indicate that spraying aerosols into our sky will create a temporary regional cooling, but those aerosols act as a blanket and actually trap heat at night, so they actually warm the planet. And we've seen an increase in nighttime highs in the past 10 to 15 years since these programs have really been ramped up. So we're losing our blue skies, but more importantly, we're losing human health, and we're losing ecosystems. Ecosystems are collapsing so quickly. I'm in the rainforest here on Maui, Hawaii, and I'm working the Clean Sky Ordinance, which will ban geoengineering programs on and around the island of Maui. But I've spoken to a lot of locals here, and the ecosystem is collapsing. And I'm looking around right now at trees, and we've had just an enormous amount of rain
the leaves are brown, and many of the trees are dying here. So, again, these programs, without question, geoengineers are very open to this, will toxify and even sterilize our soils, and that's why we're seeing crop failures around the world and ecosystem collapses. But there, of course, are corporations who benefit from this, and that's why we're seeing these programs not only continue but grow.
Yeah, we've seen that here. I mean, our gardens were terrible this year. I mean, we've always had just really vibrant gardens. And through over the past 2 or 3 years, they were declining. And now we didn't even get squash this year. We always get just massive squash plants. And it just didn't even come. And everything was really yellow and small. The leaves, you know, some of them were turning brown. The grasses here are about one third of what they used to be. You know, the air, people are getting sick immediately after they spray. People come down with these serious upper respiratory, failures, and actually they can't even find their car keys. You know, I forgot where they parked their car. So, you know, this is definitely having a very serious side effect on human health. You know, and I think human consciousness.
I think you're right, and again, there are a number of agendas behind these programs, but right now we're seeing this mass awakening of the population to spiritual things, if you would. And aluminum oxide is toxic. It creates neurological disorders, and of course, since these programs have started, and especially in the past 10 years, we've seen an incredible increase in aluminum-related illnesses, one of which is Alzheimer's. Riverside County has seen over 260% increase in Alzheimer's. And not only are the metals showing up in rain tests from around the world in just massive quantities, they're also showing up in hair follicle and blood tests in the people who have been testing for this. So we've seen, just an incredible increase in these illnesses. And, of course, one of the things in consequences of aluminum, I interviewed Dr. Bourne, and aluminum specialist in the first film, What in the World Are They Spraying? She stated that our memory will be affected. So many people are having these problems. Of course, again, the aluminum is there. It's in the blood. It's in the air. It's in our system. So we're seeing the consequences and the results of inhaling this particulate on a daily basis in massive quantities.
It's probably coming through the food chain as well. One of the things that I've seen, I've read some articles about this mass sterilization program, and barium and some of the other elements in chemtrails actually move in that direction. And aspartame and all the GMO foods, the no bud on the potatoes and the Roundup and all of those things are actually ending up, you know, creating a mass sterilization program, and men are having serious side effects to all of these chemicals, and, you know, their sperm count is going down to zero. They're having all kinds of prostate cancer, and, you know, it goes on and on, all kinds of disorders down there. But, you know, it seems to be whatever's going on has so many facets to it. It's very hard to pigeonhole any of this.
Well, what we have found in the next investigation, people, you know, who've seen the first film say, okay, we realize this is going on. We realize that these programs are a threat to nature and humanity. But why? So I began to investigate, and I uncovered many documents that show that there's technology to completely corporatize the world. And in the next film, and we released the trailer. You can find it on truthmediaproductions.us. That's my website. For the next film, and we just really broke the ground on this issue. I spoke with meteorologist and former 20-year weatherman Scott Stevens, who's well aware of this weather and well aware that our weather is changing. But anyways, if you look at the primary ingredient in geoengineers programs, it's aluminum. And geoengineers claim aluminum is very reflective, it's lightweight, and that's the reason they want it in the program. That couldn't be further from the truth. What this is, aluminum is a very effective conductor in our sky, and by putting this into our atmosphere through various technologies such as HARP and Tesla technology, it gives these corporations the ability to heat up our atmosphere. And what does a heating atmosphere do? It rises. And what it does, it creates a vacuum, which creates a low pressure and it enables these corporations to literally steer storms. That's why we see variations, strong variations in our jet stream. And then also aerosols in our sky do affect the way that clouds condense and they nucleate. So by dispersing these aerosols, they do have the ability to actually build storm fronts and then diminish storm fronts. So it's a very effective tool in carrying out the corporate agenda, which we'll discuss in a second, but there's no question about it that these corporations, Raytheon, just to name one of them, are very involved with this technology. And what we found out, you know, the first time I heard about weather control, weather modification, it just didn't make sense. I said, why would somebody want to control a natural system? Until I began to look at it more deeply, there are many corporations and agendas that benefit from weather control. Our military has a stated goal in a document called Owning the Weather by 2025. Again, that's a stated agenda by our current military. But what we found, weather control is a very effective tool, especially for the GMO seed companies. And what we are seeing now through various droughts and floods, we're seeing farmers not only lose their crops, but be forced into, because of drought, going to these new stress-resistant and aluminum-resistant seeds that will grow in this new toxified environment. So what this is, it's a corporatization of natural systems. And, James, I'm out here on Maui, and, God, many people live organically. They grow their own food, and they live essentially off of nature. And I really believe that's what our Creator, God, had initially created in terms of the blueprint for our land. I don't think he wanted us going to corporations or grocery stores for our food, but giving us the ability to live free off the land. And, of course, many people live that way here in Maui. But the concern here is now that people are seeing declines in their ability to grow natural organic foods, that they will have to either be forced to go to the grocery store or start purchasing these genetically modified seeds. You know, it's a complete attack on freedom, and corporations do not gain money. They do, however, gain a tremendous amount of money and power when people are forced into the system to go to these grocery stores. This is the beast. It's this corporate governmental conglomerate that wants to control everything. What's happening right now through genetic modification, we have corporations that are usurping the authority of nature, the authority of God, and they're bringing that usurped authority under the umbrella of this corporation, essentially so that men and the system, again, I call it the beast, can be worshipped through our Federal Reserve notes and by other means. So it's interesting because many major religions talk about this in the end times in terms of this oppressive system that's developing, and that's exactly what this is. Unfortunately, this new system that wants to be served does not have love. It wants to be served through control, and it's devastating human health, crops, and pushing a lot of people off of their land. So this, again, is about complete control, and it's about controlling the whole world. These programs enable them to do it, and, God, it's a complete attack on life, and I just appreciate you standing firm in addressing this issue, because we have some real, real serious consequences unless we address this.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody about, you know, although I support, you know, all the other Occupy programs and the 99% coming forward and things like that, but, you know, none of this matters if you don't have a planet to live on that sustains life. And this is the key issue that we really need to be focusing on, you know, first and foremost above anything else. And I know you feel the same way. I know this aluminum, it actually cuts the ability of the trees to actually bring water up and nutrients and the plants and everything else. It actually does just kill the soil as well. And I've been amazed at the side effects on what's happening, and the amount of chemtrail spraying that we're getting here is just off the scale. A lot of people are coming down with all kinds of lung problems and pneumonias and cancers and you name it. But, you know, and I think it's all a side effect because, you know, right after they spray, you come out, you start having chest pains, you know, upper respiratory problems, your gastrointestinal problems start happening. And these are all related to aluminum and barium.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And in the past 7 years, respiratory mortality went from number 8 down to number 3. So we're seeing a significant significant amount of more people dying from what you just suggested. So there's no question. Human health implications are just unquantifiable. Barium, which is showing up very high in the blood tests of people, as a matter of fact, in Mojave County, a group of about 26 people got their blood tested. 22 out of those 26 tested for levels that were considered to be 1,000 times over the level considered to be elevated. Many of those are, again, seeing profound health effects. Barium lowers our immune system, so we can expect to see a number of other illnesses. And then aluminum accumulates in the body, so when we have high amounts, which many people do, we can expect to see a great increase in cancers and other illnesses as well. I've spoken to some emergency room physicians, many of the ones that were aware of it said during heavy spray days, we expect their ERs to be packed. With people that complain of some of the, you know, less severe things that they're dealing with, such as burning eyes, irritability, dry mouth, headache, nausea. But then barium increases our blood pressure, so we can also expect to see a great increase in heart attacks and strokes. And, of course, these things are all on the rise. And, you know, aren't you glad that your relatives and you have to suffer from this so that somebody else can have godlike power? Because that's what these programs do. Geoengineer David Keith said geoengineering gives man godlike power. If you control the weather, you can control every natural system, every food supply, and every political system. And that's what we're dealing with. So, again, please go to my trailer. We're actually funding the project solely by pre-orders and donations. So we're about at about, I would say probably 20% of our goal. So we need support within this. And, you know, once you have a copy, of course, it will be available for free, but we encourage you to make copies and hand out for free. The first film was a very effective tool for political activism. Many people are passing these out on the streets. So for more information about that, and please, we really need support for people to pitch in. Just go to yangels.info. It's, again, W-H-Y angels.info. And please get involved with this because, again, I believe there's no greater threat to nature and humanity than this issue.
Great. Yeah, we'll put that up on our website, both websites, and also to shoot that out over the list to make sure, you know, everybody that we're connected to are, you know, aware of this issue. You know, now one of the things that was just brought to my attention not too long ago is I know a lot of people are researching, okay, where are all the, you know, who's funding this? Where's the money coming from for this? And recently they just found out that actually Bill Gates is one of the major funders of this chemtrail program. And also he has major stock in Monsanto now as well. And Monsanto just bought Blackwater. Yeah, they have a bear claw, I guess, for the same. Yeah, Blackwater, which is a huge military program that's actually an illegal military program that exists within our own country. You know, so it's getting pretty crazy when you start connecting all the dots that, you know, these people are not who you think they are. And although they put themselves as out as humanitarians, they're actually pretty much genocidal maniacs when you really look at the outcome of their efforts.
That's correct. And Bill Gates, as you said, is a funder in geoengineering. That's for public record. But he's also an investor in Monsanto. And geoengineering programs, no question about it, destroy our natural food supply. Actually, in the trailer at yangels.info, geoengineers are very open that their food, that their programs will destroy food supply, and they say over 2 billion people could be food insecure. So, again, Bill Gates funds these programs. It sterilizes our soil, and then he profits through his investment in Monsanto. Again, if you control the food supply, you can control also the population. And many people think Bill Gates, you know, was some nerd that developed Microsoft in his garage, and he might have been, but a lot of people aren't aware of what his father did. His father worked very closely with Margaret Sanger, and she was the founder of a program called Planned Parenthood, and she's on public record stated, "We're developing Planned Parenthood, putting them into the inner cities," and I quote her, "to get rid of the Negro problem." These people are eugenicists. They believe in population reduction. They have very little regard for human life. And they used to target certain populations, and they still do. But these programs go far beyond people in Africa and other indigenous people. They go to every living thing on the planet, and that's what they're after. They're after control. They're after controlling and having authority of the natural system on the planet, including you and I. And that's why these are second to none in terms of issues. And, you know, James, there are many different issues that are going on right now, and all of them are very serious. But after looking into this for several years and researching it in the capacity that I have, I can assure people there is no greater issue that we've had to deal with on the face of the planet. There is nothing that is more destructive. And again, ecosystems are collapsing so quickly. We're seeing the death rates go through the roof. And again, these are showing up everywhere, not only in our soils and in our rain, but in blood and hair follicle tests of people who have been going forward and getting that info.
Mm-hmm. I know you also add, you know, all the depleted uranium that's zipping around the planet that's going up in the air, and then Fukushima, you know, the radiation that's up there, and then you add the chemtrails to that. It just seems like, you know, whoever's behind all these programs are just satanic. That's the only way you can explain it. They are pure evil ink. You know, I don't know any other way to put it.
Absolutely. And there's an agenda behind this. It's not that these people just want to kill and they get off on it. I believe that's part of it. But they want to control natural systems. Putting aerosols into our sky from chemtrail geoengineering programs enabled them to do that. So not only is it death and destruction, there's an agenda behind it, and there are people who benefit, not only monetarily, but through the consolidation of power into the hands of a few, and that's what we have coming into fruition. And again, if you control the weather, you can control the entire planet. So one of my messages is really a strong message of activism. In the first film, it has been a great tool for people to pass along available latitude, but also we have people around the world who and we encourage people who purchase a DVD to make a piece and hand out for free. So we have people going into the town hall meetings, passing DVDs out, going into their communities. And Maui has been a very, very effective place. We hit a very strong campaign last year here on the streets, and we handed out several hundred DVDs. As a result, we have critical mass here on Hawaii. Because of that, we started speaking to the politicians, brought the first film in, which, again, was a very effective tool for awakening people to these. Now we have political support for the Clean Sky Ordinance, which is a county ordinance to ban chemtrail geoengineering programs from the island of Maui. But what the reason we're focusing here, again, it's a very effective place to establish these things, but we'd like to use this ordinance to bring out to the rest of the world as a model that people can bring into their local areas. And I can't stress enough the importance of getting active and doing this because, you know, for the first time we have an opportunity to look at the world that we want and what we want to create. And the power of the human voice, spoken word, surpasses nothing. I mean, it's just an incredible power that we have, but we have to exercise it in those areas such as Maui and then areas in Long Island, New York. People who have focused and really committed to this issue, we've seen great strides in the past, God, just 6 months within this issue. So we do have the ability to create the future that we want. We just have to exercise it. Sitting on the sidelines is not going to do it this time. The power of the spoken word has to be exercised.
Yeah, I'm seeing over and over, everybody is being tested right now to stand up and just say, you know, this is just not acceptable anymore. And, you know, there are people that are trespassing, you know, in an extreme way on our lifestyles and our beliefs and every way possible. And they definitely do have an agenda. You know, one of those is actually spelled out, Agenda 21, where they do want to eliminate, I can't remember how many, it's, what is it, something like 80% of the people or at least 50%, depending on which group you talk to. But, you know, it's pretty... It's just pure insanity, and a lot of people don't even believe this could happen because they're applying their belief system to this situation or this problem, and they don't realize there are people out there that have absolutely no empathy whatsoever. They have no heart. You know, they don't care about human life or the planet, and all they see is an opportunity to control and make a lot of money, and that's where they're coming from. That's all they know.
That's correct, and it is beyond many people's belief. And I guess one of the areas that I fell into several years ago was the belief that everybody held the same belief and values as me, thinking, no, nobody else would do that because I don't hold these beliefs. But I came to find out after looking at the research, there are those who do not believe the same things that we do, and they may even have different DNA. They don't have the ability to feel compassion. And essentially, they're psychopaths. You know, they strive for this enormous amount of power, and they don't feel the pain of other people. And I think that's where those of us who do have an advantage here, because we can use that same passion to go ahead and address this with love and with a strong voice, saying, no, you're not going to perpetuate these crimes. But, you know, I was thinking the other day just about belief systems and what really drives people, and I realized that it's not truth necessarily that drives people, but it's belief systems. And we've been conditioned, many of us, since from the time that we were little children in the system that our government was there to serve us, and many members of our government are. But there is, without a doubt, an agenda, and it's a corporate agenda. Bottom line is this: corporations control our government. Corporations benefit from these programs. So if we can take these belief systems and use truth to change these belief systems, we can activate people in addressing this issue, and that's really my goal.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? I wonder if we could, like, really put out something through, like, you know, Occupy Sky, you know, or something. I don't know if you've done that yet, but I think that would, because everybody, when everybody sees Occupy, you know, they all jump on it. Or Anonymous, you know, have them do something with the chemtrails, or, you know, all these other groups that are, there's all kinds of groups forming right now that are, you know, internationally known. They're worldwide on the internet, and they're focusing on the same dreams, you know, to end the pollution, bring back the abundance, and, you know, the freedom and you know, the you know, basically peace and harmony and all the other things that we hold dear. So you know, hopefully, you know, we can get them all behind this movement and push it up to the forefront.
I like Occupy Sky, and that's the first that I've heard of it. I've gotten very active with the Occupy movement, especially in Los Angeles, and I've brought these 25x5 banners out, and thousands of people had an opportunity to see it. Many were asking questions, so it was a great opportunity to be active. But bottom line is this: we need to get out into the public forums, get our voice heard out there. So the Occupy movement's very effective for getting out and addressing this.
The now, a lot of these chemtrails I know are coming out of Evergreen, you know, which is it Nevada? I think it's in Nevada. It's a huge CIA base operation in Nevada that actually said they weren't doing anything at all. And now they're talking about, and they're showing these massive tankers they've built now for the chemtrail program. And they're starting to go public with all the geoengineering, you know, looking for investors, you know. So it's beyond ridiculous now. I'm wondering about the human race. Do we really deserve to go forward if we're really going to be that complacent and stupid? You know, excuse my language, I don't want to sound judgmental, but you know, if we are going to buy into these programs and invest in these programs and support these corporations, then, you know, what does that say for our evolutionary process?
Well, the only reason that these programs have continued is this: we've allowed them to. We as human beings have allowed these programs to continue, but we have a choice. Do we want to allow them to continue, or do we want to stop them and live the future that we live? And it's only through whether it's unawareness or just people who are aware of this not addressing this issue that they continue on a daily basis. And the power of just few voices, you know, getting up, taking a stand, addressing this is huge. And we can, programs like you said, you know, not supporting the corporation. And that will be, that we're addressing that, and why in the world are they spraying? We're building the Monsanto connection and other companies that benefit from these in the hopes that people will begin to realize what corporations are involved, and then hoping that they will not support these. But bottom line, yeah, we're supporting these programs leading to our death and destruction. So, you know, important that people get involved. Again, please go to whyangels.info, whyangels.info, for more info about the new film. I think you'll find it to be very, very much of an educational trailer, but also something that you want to get involved with. Bottom line is this. I have the connections to put together a film, and we're doing so, but we're running on fumes in terms of funding, so we really need support. So if you have the ability, please get involved. If you don't have the ability, please check out the trailer. Go to both What in the World Are They Spraying, and then check out my new trailer, Why in the World Are They Spraying, official trailer. And again, if you don't have the means, please email out the YouTube clip on this. It's so important that we get the info out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done quite a few documentaries here at the ranch about the ranch here and all the other activity and things going on here. Usually chemtrails is mentioned in them almost every time. And almost every radio show I mention chemtrails, you know, I put some kind of reference to it. But it's so important. And, you know, the people that made some of these documentaries are doing the same thing you are, which I totally commend, is they're just saying, hey, get it out there. There's no copyright on it. You know, make copies, pass it on, get this information out. You know, and, you know, there's always those detractors who say, oh, you're just in it to make a buck and you're this and you're that. And to me, if your purpose is to inform the people and get this information out and stop it, you know, you wouldn't be giving away free or telling people to make copies and things like that. It makes no sense at all.
Right. And bottom line is this. My income from the film was under poverty, and that was my only income.
I know.
I solely live from DVD sales. I have no running water right now. I live in a tent. So if this is for money, I gave up $100,000 six-figure job to do this. So again, there's money is not going to be even an issue that we're going to have to deal with if we don't address these programs. And I can't tell you how important it is to really get the word out. But there are always people that want to criticize because you sell a free DVD, because essentially people are donating. And I always say to them, perhaps your criticism should go to those who are behind, you know, Warner Brothers or some of the big filmmakers who do have copyrights. They only sell their products, and they're strictly in it for profitability. They're not addressing the issues that are important to us, and they're actually based on persuading people and developing, you know, belief systems that are not in our best interest. So it's kind of funny when people quickly run to that sort of criticism. And again, I always tell them, perhaps your criticism should go towards those who are perpetuating these crimes rather than at those who are working tirelessly to stop them. And it's very interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I've never seen – I know some people are just in critic mode. That's all they do, and they live by it. And they have no other reference points other than to see everybody as evil. Even the people that are doing high-integrity work and in service, they will, you know, throw everything they can at them. But unfortunately, that's human nature. You know, there are those people out there, and you know, basically all we can do is try to redirect them or just dismiss them and not carry that energy. Just, you know, they've established their character and their intelligence, and just leave it at that.
But I've had a lot of success, you know, talking to people who want to criticize, and it's not energy that's really at all for the movement, but. You know, my mind's in the right set mindset. I do it within love. I've seen miracles, and I've seen people say, "Oh, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't see a single. I want to support your work. I want to see the vision on this." And that's what we want to do. We want to redirect those people who have this criticism in productive, you know, productive area, and that's it's important to again redirect people. I think a lot of people, wow, because they've been. Through their whole life, so manipulated by this monetary system, and people that want to gain money for personal or for stuff, they believe that everybody else is operating from that. And we have some wonderful people in the movement. We have people that good, you know, to persuade people, or even bring speed. But bottom line is this: we can't answer this with messages debilitating, and it's not the energy that we want. Always been this message of faith.
Yeah, boy, you're breaking it up on my end a little bit. I don't know if it's my end being in a huge rainstorm or you in the rainstorm, but you know, hopefully this is all getting recorded and clear on the studio end. But you know, definitely the money factor. You know, a lot of people don't know this about my past, but I used to be in commercial real estate, and I had my own office and people working for me, and then I had a near death experience, and I walked away from all of it and ended up just like you did in the Redwoods in a tent, and that was it. And you know, it was the best thing I ever did. I was never more happy and more plugged into spirit and nature than any time, you know, in doing so. And I had a big reality check that what's important, like that, you know, living that lifestyle with all the outer appearances and trying to keep up with the Joneses and, you know, the See Me, Dig Me program and having the fancy car. And that was all a manufactured dream, you know, that that had nothing to do with my own unique purpose for being here.
Absolutely. Sometimes when we step out of that corporate structure, we begin to see, you know, what's important. And essentially the earth and the world that God created and how we should live off it. That's one thing I'm learning, right? Is why I'm at the natural balance of things. Natural balance.
Whoops. Looks like we lost you totally. Well, let's take a minute. Hopefully, we can get him back. I know when you're when you're in the middle of a rainforest and you're on a cell phone or whatever, just about any kind of phones, you end up losing people. But hopefully we can get him back on the air, see what's going on. But anyway, this is very, very important information. So, you know, forget about the you know, the quality of the phone call, it's the quantity, you know, the information. But it's strange. I'm getting feedback now on my end. And this is pretty normal when we cover these kind of issues to have all kinds of interference, you know, around this. But hopefully we can get him back on the line.
I'm back.
You're back?
I am.
Okay, great.
But as I was saying, one of the reasons I'm here in the rainforest, and I realize that not everybody is able to do this, it's to really gain a better understanding, a better comprehension of nature and the natural balance of things. And as I mentioned, I'm looking around right now, and we've had a tremendous amount of rain, but everything's brown. Everything is dying. And our natural system under attack, and it's corporatized. I'm looking at right now, and as long as I'm alive, and that I'm a part of the future that I want to create. Bottom line is this: we have, many of us have children being infected from these programs, and those of us who are aware of this, it's really incumbent to get with this battle. Again, there's no greater threat to nature than the ability to stand up and to protect the earth. We are still the earth. There's no question about that. And we have the ability to say it. The question is, are we going to take a stand, address this, stop these programs, and what we want, or we can turn our head, bury our head in the sand and not address this. And I think the first response is the one that's responsible, but it's something that we absolutely need to address.
You know, I agree 100%. You know, I know your phone's breaking up a little bit, and we're getting most of the message, but that's, I think this is so important. You know, I'm not going to even filter any of this out. But this is, as we said before, this is paramount. This is first and foremost. It's at the top of the list on things that we are going to have to address. And you know, I bought this retreat center out here and have been doing all these conferences, and And we live a very spiritual life, you know, close to nature, try to grow our own food and everything else. And we're watching the trees, the leaves on the trees spotting and dying. And the fruit is just not what it used to be. The grasses are one third what they used to be. We're having problems with our livestock as well. We have yaks here, and we just had to bury one of our yaks that couldn't handle, you know, the barrage of aluminum and barium and Pseudomonas and all the other things that are in those chemtrails, which actually do attack livestock. So, you know, it's a no-brainer, you know, for people to deny this anymore. You know, it's just, to me, go out and look at the sky. You know, a contrail dissipates very fast behind a plane. These long chemtrails go from horizon to horizon. They turn them off and on. It's just undeniable watching these X patterns laid out, watching clear blue sky go to toxic gray, and then watching the health go down on all your friends and family. It's just undeniable now what's going on. Looks like we might have lost Michael. Are you with us?
I'm here, James. I think we're getting a poor connection. But, yeah, bottom line, in the aerosols are there. You know, it's showing up in rain tests from around the world in increasing amounts. But NOAA just did a report, and they showed over a 50% increase in stratospheric aerosols. In that report, they failed to address the composition of those aerosols, and they failed to address where those aerosols were coming from. They're definitely there, but we have the test. We have the rain test. It's there, no question about it. And it's destroying everything. So, God, if we ever had an issue that we needed to address, and this supersedes anything that's happening and has happened on the planet, this is it.
Yeah, it's definitely a eugenics program that Hitler would be proud of, you know, because this thing is global. And it's undeniable, and all of these do-gooders supposedly we think are looking out for humanity and the Earth are doing exactly the opposite.
That's correct. Discernment is needed in a time such as this. A lot of people are shocked to find out that Bill Gates is involved with this, but again, it's for public growth. He's very involved with it. Mm-hmm. Top geoengineers around the world. To essentially make these programs legal, because right now they're not legal, take control of the entire planet. But this is not their planet. This is our planet. And this is not something that I think any of us want. So, again, we have to take a chance.
Yeah, I love the line in there when Keanu Reeves was in The Day the Earth Stood Still. And she said, "Why have you come to our planet?" You know, and he said, "It's not your planet." You know, and why do you think this is your planet? Because it's God's planet or whatever you want to call it. If you don't believe in God, call it creation. You know, and you know, we're here to be wise stewards and to take care of the kingdom. You know, we're not here to totally decimate it and everybody on it. That's just pure psychopathic, tyrannical behavior.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Yeah, the one of the other things I wanted to go over real quickly, some of the numbers that we're getting in the water samples. I know the toxic levels. Are you aware of the difference, like the aluminum, the barium, the strontium, and some of the other biologicals that are being found in right after the aerosol spraying?
Absolutely. And after they spray, rain tests typically have higher amounts of aluminum, barium, strontium, other heavy metals. So we covered a couple of tests on Mount Shasta, and there shouldn't be any aluminum, barium, strontium in our rain, but due to a little bit of contamination from industry, we might see a little bit in the single digits. We took a test off of Mount Shasta. It's pristine. It was supposed to be pristine. In that snow test, they found 61,100 parts per billion of aluminum. It's just totally off of the chart. Unfortunately, hikers are climbing up that mountain. They're using the snow to hydrate, and it's poison. It's literally poison. So, again, since the film, we've encouraged people around the world to take rain tests, which have been an essential stepping stone in getting this issue addressed, and people have been finding
you know, levels, many in the thousands, but some in up around 200, 400 in terms of aluminum. And those are very, very high levels. The Mount Shasta was an extreme, one of the highest tests that we had found. But again, these are just astronomical numbers. We should not have that toxin in our rain. We should not have that toxin in the levels that it is in our snow. No question about that.
Yeah, I looked at one test, and I think it was 6,000 times over the toxic rate, toxic level for barium in one test. And I just went, oh, my God, you know, this is insane.
Yeah, we're finding it around the world. Are you there, James? James, I can't hear you at all. I'm not getting a signal at all. Not sure if you can hear me?
Sure. Yeah, I can hear you. How about now?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now, and I've got to get rolling and
Got a minute. Okay, well, I can't thank you enough for the work that you're doing and the high level of integrity and the sacrifice that you've undertaken. And, you know, I can't stress more that people, you know, I'm sure you have a PayPal link on your button for donations. So, you know, if everybody can hit that PayPal link and maybe get you in a nice, cozy little cabana out there with a good phone, it would be great.
That would be fantastic. And you can go to my website, truthmediaproductions.us. You'll find a lot of my other work that's related to this issue. But please get involved, folks. This is something that we have to get involved with in any capacity. James, thank you so much for having me on and really for covering this issue and all of the other work that you do. I respect the work that you do. And God, hope to meet you sometime. We're going to be up in Northern California later on in May, and perhaps we could stop by the center. That's something I wanted to actually talk to you about, depending on how far it is from Redding.
Oh, definitely. Anytime. We're in Washington. We're at the base of Mount Adams, but it's an amazing place. It's a place time for God and thank God. But anytime, you're welcome to come and visit the ranch, and we could actually set up an event, you know, where you can give a presentation, show the movie, you know, whatever we can do to assist this information getting out. You know, we're 100% behind you.
Fantastic. Well, I will talk to you, or if you can email me and we could perhaps start a dialogue, that would be great, because I'd love to come out.
We'll definitely do that. I'll stay in touch, and you might see me in Maui pretty soon too. You never know.
Well, please give me a call. You got a place to stay.
Great. All right. Well, hey, keep up the good work, and thank you so much for coming on the air.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, we're coming up to the end of the hour, the first hour, and that's Michael Murphy with the chemtrails, and what in the world are they spraying, and what on earth are they spraying? I hope I'm getting those right, but we'll straighten it out later if I'm not. But anyway, I've watched the first movie. The second movie's coming out. The first movie was awesome. Definitely recommend checking those out. And we'll have all the connecting dots, both on the show, on the main page, and wherever else. So this is definitely first and foremost, you know, on the program that we need to get this information out as fast as possible. And what's happening here, I'm witnessing it firsthand. I'm witnessing people, you know, dying. Basically, I'm witnessing livestock dying. I'm watching the forest die. I'm seeing things that are just unbelievable happening out here. I'm also seeing just a massive clear-cut program where they're just taking the forest out right and left. But anyway, we'll just stay on top of this and keep this information coming to you, and stay tuned for the second hour. Anyways, James Gillum, the first hour, signing off. Have a great day.